53, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Six more days to Christmas. Go buy gifts for your loved ones. Even if you have to cut into your retirement funds.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. They impeached him last night, but President Trump and House Democrats found common ground today.
The Democratic-controlled House has approved the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal, a major priority for President Trump.
I think it's a template for future trade agreements.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged bipartisan support after winning stronger labor and environmental enforcement.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Democrats running for president take the stage tonight in Los Angeles for another debate.
This debate almost did not happen. A labor fight meant a possible picket line all seven qualifying candidates said they would not cross. Candidate Elizabeth Warren rallied with those union workers who won a new contract, ending the threat of the picket line. Aside from labor issues, analysts say impeachment is likely to come up tonight, as are topics like immigration and climate change.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in L.A. America is listening to Fox News.
Dean is the most useful sound effect in radio history, JT, and I can feel free to explore the hotkeys.
I'm going to. I see you've got many different choices to choose from, so
there's
about
830.
Yeah,
last I checked.
Good stuff.
Who counts? So how cool was that? We have the Farringtons, married couple that's dedicated their lives to the great work of the Salvation Army, stopped by, and we're going to have a kettle in our parking lot tomorrow afternoon. I'm so glad I remembered I had those quarters, because, and what better way, you know, they make a rather clunky sound going into the kettle, but
it's going to go a long way towards helping people.
It is, and it all counts. It all adds up, and it all counts. And I have been where the people they help have been, so I know that. I will never forget where I was. I can't afford to forget, because I could go back.
Sure.
To the mistakes I used to make. So that'll make tomorrow a fun festive afternoon, and we'll all get caught up in that spirit of giving and helping an organization that I think got... Well, I don't want to go on a rant here, but I was, as many were, disappointed that Chick-fil-A caved in and stopped helping them. That's just not right. I'm sorry. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. Tip Thames and that team over there do a phenomenal job. We're six-time purchasers, so I'd never suggest you go to a place that we're not spending our own money. I make those payments happily, and because of the value, the treatment, the appreciation, because they may advertise on the show, but I am their customer. And they've done so well by me. I bought a 17 Rogue, had a few miles, not too many, a few miles on it, got a great price, drove it for 2 years, had a lot of coffee spills in it. I don't know how to deal with it, but I just traded that in for a 19 with low miles, and it has all these amazing safety features like blind spot recognition, emergency braking. It tells you if you're starting to drift off your lane. Not that I do that. But an overhead, it's like an overhead view of where you are when you're backing out of a space. It's all cool stuff. Nice sound system, comfortable. And I raised my payment $7 to upgrade 2 years on the car. That's what Tip Tames and that team over there can do. If you've had credit issues, keep in mind that they have over 20 programs for people who are rebuilding. I had to do that. And a car is really a good way over a 3-year or 4-year period to restore your credit to the level that it used to be before it went south. Life happens. They know that over there, and they're happy to help. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. You can browse online at jackingram.com. Brad McDonald will join us next. It's 507.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. In Prattville, the community came together to honor late Coach Lorenzo Pickett by dedicating two structures in his name on what would have been his 53rd birthday. Pickett passed away suddenly on Thanksgiving Day 2006, just days before the Prattville Lions football team played in the state championship. The Fieldhouse at Prattville High School is renamed to the Low Pickett Fieldhouse, and Spring Hill Park in the community where Pickett grew up was renamed Coach Lorenzo Low Pickett Park. Plus, the local high school's food pantry is in need of donations. The Lee High School food pantry serves 100 students right now, and school officials say they expect that number to go up. On Fridays, the students are sent home with a backpack of food for the weekend. They are always in need of more non-perishable food items, and if you are interested in donating, you can call or visit Lee High School. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather is quiet for now, but we do have weather changes on the way for the weekend. For tonight, mostly clear, another freeze expected overnight. Low temperature down to about 31. Tomorrow, a little warmer, but still dry. Friday's high in the upper 50s. Periods of rain at times. Saturday night, Sunday, high temperatures will be in the 50s over the weekend, and more scattered showers on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hey, re-gifter, isn't that the mixer that you got for me? Specially, I bought it off late night TV. Hey, re-gifter, I'm so mad, mister. Did you think that I'd forget?
Talk 93.1 FM. WACV is the Thursday Mishpucha with Terry Adams and Rosie. And joining us now we have Mr. Right on the Money. Where's my cash register? Take the change out of that and put it in the Salvation Army kettle. Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
It's been an emotional afternoon so far. We had a wonderful couple, the Farringtons, who are part of the Salvation Army. And I got all emotional. Can you imagine that, me getting emotional?
Yeah.
And we're going to have a kettle set up outside in our parking lot tomorrow between 3 and 6.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Try and help them out a little bit. And
yeah.
I already had a couple of people text me or message me and say, I'll be by. So that's going to be a great way to wrap up the week before I take a few days off to go visit Mother Goose.
No, that will be great. I love it, seeing the volunteers at all of the different establishments around Montgomery. And anytime I see them, I mean, I personally try to give something. You know, every little bit counts. We're all so blessed, man. We really are. And it's good to share, especially during this time of the year.
Yeah. I see that Wall Street has really been hit hard by this fake impeachment. And I mean, isn't it interesting, and I don't mean to be grotesque here, Brent, but I want this metaphor to stick. It seems like the people who place their money on the future flick this stupid event off their finger like a booger. It didn't seem to impact the markets in a negative way at all today, and I'm glad to see that. They know it for what it is, a political game and a dangerous game.
Well, yeah. The simple reality is he's going to stay in office. You know, there's just no way the Senate is going to you know, put him in through this trial and vote to remove him from office. That's not going to happen. And you know, we were talking about this morning in our committee meeting when we were, you know, looking at the various portfolios we manage and making changes and things like that. And I think if you just zoom out, you really can kind of call it for what it is. The fact is we've got a very powerful economy. And as we've highlighted so many times, unemployment at 3.5%, wages rising, low inflation, low energy cost, a lot of progress in the Chinese trade deal. This massive move to conservatism in the United Kingdom, where we see all of that happening, it's, you know, these are just not the environments where you see a president or an incumbent lose an election. It just doesn't happen. The one thing that the Democrats know is that they're climbing up a tough, tough mountain here to try to get him out the old-fashioned way, which is in, you know, through traditional politics and debate, you know, a debate of ideas. So they're going to use this, and they've got to, you know, do whatever they can. The problem is it's going to backfire on them. You know, you look at Trump's approval ratings, they're I think they may be the highest they've ever been.
They're up right 6 now. Points since they started this sham.
Yeah, I was reading a research report this morning and looking at where it stands now. And also, you look at consumer sentiment, and consumer sentiment is pretty high. I tell you, this is going to probably backfire on them in a big way. And, you know, I'm not so sure that this would actually happen. But, you know, if this continues, they could lose the House.
Oh, I would.
They could.
I would bet on that today. I would bet. The people of this country are furious. Instead of, all right, so you're a Democrat, he's a Republican, but the economy is so good. Why not just go for the ride instead of, you know, these hissy fits? They're acting, and I'm talking about the folks in Congress. They are acting like two-year-olds who lost their binky.
Hissy binky. Fits.
They're the kids in the grocery store whose mom and dad won't let them buy a candy bar, and they're having a fit, and I'm going to keep having a fit until I get my way. They picked the wrong guy to play that game with.
They did. Yeah. And well, the thing is he knows his the people who advise him or help him understanding the temperature or the you know various polls of the country and the average voter and all of that. He knows. He absolutely knows. This is an unbelievably positive environment that we're living through right now.
Yeah.
And And that's just not a situation, as I said, it's just not a situation where you see people who want to make a big change. And all you've got is a very partisan group in the House that's mobilized and moving down this path. And I think you're exactly right. I mean, this thing's DOA in the Senate, and it's not gonna go over very well with the public. Now, one thing it will do is certain Democrats who have to go back to their communities, certain of those probably are being welcomed. I mean, let's just face it, you know. In Pelosi's district, I'm sure they're just happy as can be. But in certain other moderate districts, this is going to be a really tough sell for some of these congressmen in the House, to go back to their constituents and say they did this when those people may not be too keen on it. So we'll see.
Well, as things stand right now, to me, you had those 210 or 30 or whatever it was, Congress critters pass this totally void of any substance impeachment, these two articles, while 22,000 people stood in 5-degree weather in Battle Creek, Michigan, not in a big town, in small town Battle Creek, hours of freezing conditions to show their support. That's what's going to be happening next year. The passion to reelect him and make a statement to the Pelosis and the Schiffs is going to be, I think, unprecedented. One of the interesting stats, I should have mentioned this earlier, a huge percentage of the people that went to that rally in Battle Creek last night, and this is true of all of them, about a 25 to 30%, haven't voted in any of the last four presidential elections, but they're voting now. 17% of those in attendance last night in Battle Creek, Michigan, a blue state that Trump carried, they are registered Democrats. So they're doing all this at their own peril, and I hope they pay a heavy price.
Well, they are, and let me tell you what. If what I suspect happens next year, if it actually happens, which is an announcement of a 50-year Treasury bond where Trump adequately explains why he wants to do this, to use it for infrastructure, my goodness gracious, you're talking about the Pelosis and Schumers and all these people of the world who all they want is a big infrastructure bill. They want to go back to their cities and brag about, new roads, new bridges, new hospitals, on airports, on. And that's going to be interesting, because if he gets that deal done next year, it's going to put this economy into sort of hyperdrive in my mind, because that's a lot of money that you're pulling in through, the Treasury market. Now, yes, we're borrowing it, but it's a 50-year term at historically low interest rates, and you use that to invest in the country. That puts a lot of money to work. So it's going to be really interesting to see, and that's another reason I think he wanted to get this Chinese deal done and kind of put to bed. Hopefully they get that signed in the first week in January, and then he can start campaigning and unveil this big infrastructure idea. That's a powerful, that's a pretty powerful thing, and it's going to force them to have to come to the table to talk to him about it.
Well, so they can suck their thumbs and deal with it. In the meantime, it's great to see. I mean, the Dow's almost halfway to 29. Think about that. A year ago, it was just under 22 during that correction process. Obviously, there's a lot of faith in the future, and I'm glad to see that. Now, let's take this to an individual level, and let me challenge you to take a step in doing something about your financial future. Call 387-0094 and make an appointment to sit down and talk to Brent, meet the people that are part of that team at McDonald and Hagen, and talk about how a relatively money you won't miss, you just make a couple of subtle changes in your spending, and that can accumulate into something really meaningful, a nest egg, a fallback, or a retirement plan, whatever you choose. The idea being, get with them, let them show you how you can achieve that, and get the ball rolling, because when you make that step, you're going to feel better about yourself, because you have become managerial about your money, because you will have worked with a real money manager. Brent and the team at McDonald and Hagen. Again, the number is 387-0094. Brad, if anything big breaks, we'll talk tomorrow, and if not, we'll talk to you after Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. And so let's use this as a great opportunity to tell everyone out there Merry Christmas from our firm. We want to personally thank all of our clients for their trust, their faith in us, not through just this year, but in the years past. And we wish everyone an unbelievably Merry Christmas. We're all so incredibly blessed. And let's try to think of those who don't have as much as we do.
That's why we're going to have the kettle outside tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. All absolutely. Man. All right, buddy. We'll talk in a week or so.
My best to your family. Take care.
You too, buddy.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, we take a little time at this 520 segment after traffic to play something meaningful or fun. We're going to go with meaningful today in 2 minutes. 520.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have very heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 downtown. It is a slow merge in any direction at the interchange. We don't have any accidents, though, and things are moving. Around town, we are looking all right, except for some very congested spots like the Eastern Boulevard, Atlanta Highway from the Eastern Boulevard out to Taylor Road, and a little bit of congestion at I-85 and Chantilly Parkway. Everything else, moderate to heavy traffic, but no accidents again reported anywhere. Everything is moving. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Toyota-thon going on at Reinhardt Toyota right now with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Everyone's holiday looks a little different. Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is here to help keep your holiday cheer intact. Happy holidays from all of us at Dixie.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 6363 when applying. Avant.com, code 6363. That's Avant.com, code 6363.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I remember when people used to say things like Merry Christmas to each other. Everybody said Merry Christmas. Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Lowenstein. You know why? Because it wasn't about a religion. It was about something as a culture we thought was so valuable that we'd all do it together, even if I disagreed with the religion behind it, because it was good for all of us instead of just me. But what do you say now? Happy holidays. See, I just say happy holidays because I don't want to say Christmas because you don't believe in Christmas because I don't want to offend you.
It's called Christmas.
I went to the coffee shop to get myself a mocha. The lady at the counter said, happy holidays. I said, thanks, lady. I'm pretty happy, but there's only one holiday that makes me feel that way. And it's called Christmas, what more can I say? It's about the birth of Christ, and you can't take that away. You can call it something else, but that's not what it'll be. It's called Christmas. Christmas with a capital C. Say. Got a law and we've pretty much destroyed it. We're gonna get judged, there's no way to avoid it. But Jesus came down to take the punishment for me. He did it for you too, so now maybe you can see why. It's called Christmas, what more can I say? It's about the birth of Christ and you can't take that away. You can call it something else, but that's not what it is. Christmas with a capital C. It's called Christmas. Christmas.
Oh yes, we want to say happy holidays because we don't want to leave anybody out. Really, how come there's a ton of holidays in February? Nobody ever says happy holidays in February, do they? They say what it is. Happy Valentine's. Oh, do you believe in love?
It's called Christmas. Christmas.
Come on. But nobody wants to say Christmas. Everything else but Christmas. Why? I know why. You do too. It's because it's got Christ in it. And after 2,000 years, he's still intimidating people. You see, when a religious person says, I'm the way, people don't want to hear it.
It's called Christmas.
I say you gotta say Merry Christmas because it is. If you don't believe in it, fine. But I have a flash for you. Christianity happens to be the religious heritage of my country, whether you like it or not.
It's called Christmas.
So if you're not a Christian or you don't like it and you don't want Christmas celebrated, God bless you. But let me tell you something. If you think you're gonna stop me from saying it because it offends you, hey, I got a flash for you. Put a helmet on. It's my country too.
Christmas with a capital C.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. We started playing that about 10 years ago because there was an overt, obvious effort to just eliminate the word Christmas as if this entire season was an idea born of Hallmark or something.
Commercialism.
Yeah, I mean, I understand, and that's nice, and it does connect to our generosity, but what's it say at John Lee Paints? Christmas is about his, that's his with a capital H, his presence, and not your presence.
There you go.
And
looking for good news?
It's
come to the manger.
Come to the manger. It makes me physically ill to see stories like Washington Post reporters, my ass. They're mouthpieces for the DNC.
They're reciters.
Yeah, they write what they're told to write. It's not news. It's not who, what, when, where, and why. It is what we think. And these a-holes are at some posh D.C. restaurant toasting Merry Impeachmas. Honest to God. If your a-holes get any bigger, they're going to swallow you whole. What is wrong with you? How can, even if Trump had done something and got impeached for it, it's not an occasion to celebrate. Sure. But you lefties are such angry, hateful jackasses. Perfect symbol for your party. House passes USMCA to replace NAFTA disaster. Wasn't that the creation of a Democrat? I believe it was.
I don't like you.
Well, I don't care. Also, some of the Trump haters get a big dose of their own medicine. And the Harry Potter woman, J.K. Rowling, started a controversy on Thursday morning over a Twitter post defending a researcher who was fired. Fired for stating that sex is real. The Harry Potter author was tweeting in support of Maya Forstater, a researcher who was fired after posting that a person cannot change their biological sex.
Good Lord.
Okay, so she told the truth. Oh, no. No, there's 80 sexes. So several LGBTQ groups attacked Rowling for backing four-stater, including the Human Rights Campaign, which tweeted, trans women are women, trans men are men, non-binary people are non-binary. Lambda Legal, a legal organization that defends LGBTQ community members, tweeted at Rowling saying, the enormous universe of LGBTQ young people and adults who have been inspired by J.K. Rowling's work deserve better.
Oh, God.
This is where it's at. And I'm telling you, I know the difference between grassroots and paid organized support, and that's what that is. These are people who got nothing better to do but look for targets and make their lives a living hell. So, J.K. Rowling, you want the president to stand up for your right to free speech? There is no, this is not free speech. This is not making an argument. This is being ugly and fascist. That's the joke about Antifa. They're anti-fascist. They are the fascists. They're the very fascists they claim to fear.
Yeah, they call everybody else Nazis. They don't understand.
No, they don't know that it was people that walked around with hoods and scary uniforms and batons in their hands that beat their opinion into people in Germany, and it's happened all over the world. Russia was worse. Stalin was worse. He just shot you.
He made Hitler look like a choir boy.
That is not a stretch at all.
No, he would bring his generals to theaters, anyone he felt that was a threat, and just kill them all.
So we had the Salvation Army in this afternoon, the Farringtons, married couple that have dedicated their lives to their good work. And so tomorrow afternoon between 3 and 6, we're going to have a kettle in our parking lot on the side of the building here at 4101 A Wall Street. And we're going to do whatever we can to put money in that kettle. We've already had a few people send messages saying we will be by, and we hope you will be too.
I'm not sure how they get their ringers, but I was at Big Lots a few nights ago, and there was a gentleman there, a guy maybe 30, and I engaged him in conversation. He was suffering from PTSD. He was in the first Gulf War. So I don't know if they take people that are going through issues and recruit them as ringers, but it's really cool. It's a great cause. These people are out there doing it on their own, just trying to get money for people that don't have anything. It's wonderful.
I got all choked up for a simple reason, because at this time of the year, we not only, and you know, we've had our stresses and stuff, but Christmas is also about remembering who's no longer with you. When I was thinking about my dad, one part of me remembers that like it was yesterday, but he's been gone for 25 years, and that just choked me up. But I'm so grateful that he taught me that lesson and stressed how important it was to help others that weren't as lucky as we are.
Yeah, we're so fortunate. People, we just take it for granted, you know, because just if you really want to be humbled, just look around and look at people who don't have anything, or look at people who are going through things that we've been spared so far.
Yeah.
It'll really put things into perspective for you.
So that'll be tomorrow afternoon. Be a nice way to wrap up.
That's awesome.
I'll be back a week from Monday. On New Year's Eve, and we'll probably do a New Year's Eve morning show, maybe an afternoon. I don't see why we can't. I'm not going out New Year's Eve night.
Nah.
We'll be off on New Year's Day and then back Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, that stuff's overrated.
Message from Karen. Let me see what she says here. Please ask them to have someone that can come to the car to collect for those of us
who don't ambulate well. They will.
We're going to do everything we can to make it work. That's the plan for tomorrow at 5:35, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. How they have made a difference in my... Remember back in January, oh, this is a first world problem, but all of a sudden, the large tub that I have that helps me soak my aching back twice a day flooded the bedroom.
Uh-oh.
Called Clark's into action, and through their amazing plumbing forensics, they're skilled technicians. And a man, I thought they were going to have to destroy because it's tiled in. I thought I'm going to have to blow the whole thing up, and it was going to cost thousands of dollars to replace. But it's something that's very important to me for physical comfort.
Mm-hmm.
They had a guy that came out like a surgeon and just removed one panel of tile so they could get into and repair the drain. It was an amazing thing to watch. But... And it didn't cost me thousands of dollars.
That's a good thing.
And what I did pay was worth every single penny. plumbers. They're amazing at Clark's. They're AC people. Can save you money. A Clark's Club membership for $159 gives you urgent care service when you need it and two annual tune-ups to your system so that if there's something going on that doesn't look right, they can fix it and adjust it. And you get everything. If you need repairs, you get them at a discount on parts and labor. But that urgent care, that immediacy, that's most important because you don't want these things to linger. Their number is 277-2125. Their Christmas message that runs on the radio at this time of the year is one of the best ever. They're terrific folks, Rick and Bobby Clark and the whole team. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call them. Again, 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Gary, William, Randall, I'll be with you in a sec. Got to get traffic on first.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Use caution on Congressman Dickinson at Gunner Park Drive. We had an accident with injury earlier there. We're still seeing a little backup there. Hopefully that accident's out of the way now, but use caution. We are still very heavy downtown. The I-65-85 interchange, still a little bit of slow traffic, 65 to 85. Slow merge in every direction and slow outbound on 85 from downtown. Use caution everywhere around the city. We're moderate to heavy traffic on the boulevard. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway still. It is a busy rush hour this afternoon, but other than on Congressman Dickinson and Gunner Park, we have no other accidents to tell you about at this time. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call John Beckingham at Trenum State, 420-4333. The College for Real Careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we're tight for time, so we got to run through the gauntlet here quickly. Gary, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Two things. One, the plumber, you're talking about Clark's Plumbers. I would imagine that a good friend of mine, one of my clients named Tim, is probably there helping. Tim's one of the best plumbers in the city.
Yes.
Bar none. I've known Tim a long time. I sold him his house. Kind of like I sold Rick Peters his house.
I know who you are.
Rick, oh, yeah. Rick's a friend, you know. But as far as where the bell ringers come from, my company, my group at Aronoff has been ringing the bells for Salvation Army for years. We
awesome.
Volunteer every year to hold one day and a group of my folks stand out, whether it's raining or cold, as it was yesterday, and ring the bells. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. We have fun with the kids. The kids really enjoy it.
Sure.
You know, giving money to the Salvation Army, and it's one of the few charities, you might call it, that actually use all the money
exactly.
that you give
yeah.
them
exactly.
For the work that they do and not giving it to the executives in the corporation.
And that's why it was a privilege to have the Harringtons in here to see their heart and dedication. They're not doing it to make it.
It's, and, you know, the people, the public amaze me. You see people that you know really can't spare the money, putting money in the pot. Mm-hmm.
Those are the donations that mean the most.
That's exactly right. You know, it really is. But anyhow, that's where a lot of the bell ringers come from, is community, different companies.
I appreciate it. We did that too. I've done some bell ringing in my time here at Sam's and at Walmart and a couple of other locations. If I'm asked, I'll go.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you. Y'all enjoy. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Likewise. And William B.
Hey, Greg. I just got a call today because I may not be able to tomorrow. I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. I know you're headed south tomorrow, and I want to wish you Merry Christmas and safe travels down that way.
Appreciate it, man. I'll be actually traveling Monday now, the way it looks.
Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And coming back Sunday. But either way, I appreciate it, and same to you.
Yeah, man. Rosie, everybody, if I don't talk to you before, Merry Christmas.
Thanks, William B.
Appreciate you, brother. Take care. Randall.
Hey, before I get started, y'all hear me okay, or is it static?
No, I can hear you fine, but we only have, like, a minute.
I caught that because I didn't hang up because I didn't want you to get upset with me. But I know I don't know what's going on. That's why I ain't been called all day. But I thought I'll talk to you tomorrow, man. I love y'all. Merry Christmas. I hate the radio light.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
541.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Credit products are issued by WebBank. Member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 6363 when applying. Avant.com, code 6363. That's Avant.com, code 6363.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A local high school's food pantry is in need of donations. The Lee High School food pantry serves 100 students right now, and school officials say that number is expected to go up. On Friday, students are sent home with a backpack of food for the weekend. They're always in need of more non-perishable food items, and if you're interested in donating, you can call or visit Lee High School. And in Prattville, the community came together to honor late coach Lorenzo Pickett by dedicating two structures in his name on what would have been his 53rd birthday. Pickett passed away suddenly on Thanksgiving Day 2006, just days before the Prattville Lions football team would have played in the state championship. The field house at Prattville High School was renamed to the Low Pickett Field House, and Spring Hill Park in the community where Lorenzo Pickett grew up was renamed Coach Lorenzo Low Pickett Park. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather is quiet for now, but we do have weather changes on the way for the weekend. For tonight, mostly clear, another freeze expected overnight. Low temperature down to about 31. Tomorrow, a little warmer, but still dry. Friday's high in the upper 50s. Periods of rain at times. Saturday night, Sunday. High temperatures will be in the 50s over the weekend, and more scattered showers on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Give us a little flavor of what Christmas is like.
Christmas is out of control.
Santa's watching you.
When I sit on an old man's lap and I tell him how naughty I am, I expect to be treated with respect.
Walking out on this fun old-fashioned Christmas.
Time to get your Christmas freak on.
That was our last Christmas call.
Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy.
Homemade presents are how cool families demonstrate how awesome they are.
Merry Christmas.
5:45. We were just talking about Netflix. I've had issues with them ever since they decided to hand over, what was it, $25 million to to the Obamas.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
For propaganda. They're all in on this, man. We are surrounded, and we're paying for it. Well, I'm not. And this...
Yep.
Is it a movie or a series?
They just released their new Christmas movie. In it, Jesus is gay, Mary smokes dope, and Joseph is mad that God got his wife pregnant.
I just want to say one thing. Substitute Muhammad for Jesus and see if Netflix tries that.
Or Buddha.
Or Buddha. Or anybody. Again, my Christian friends, you need to understand. You need to understand the gravity of this. You are under relentless assault. If it were up to certain people in Congress, your religious freedoms would be so abridged, you'd be meeting in private places because you're a Christian, you're automatically branded as a hater, which is obscene.
When Donald Trump is no longer in office, it's going to be open season on Christians.
Unless we have the sense to bring a Jim Jordan.
Yes.
Or one of the other folks who have stood up, Devin Nunes.
A constitutionalist.
Who is fearless. Who's I'm embarrassed, I can't remember his name. He's got the guy with the eye patch.
Crenshaw?
Yeah, Dan Crenshaw.
Yeah, he's some.
Trump is teaching them. Some are learning. Some are showing that you know what? We can fight back these.
Use the same weapons they use against us.
That's what makes them nuts. When we use Alinsky techniques and fight back, that's when they really go off the deep end.
Yep.
Yet these pricks and prickettes are sitting in fancy restaurants. Merry impeachments. Up your ass with your impeach mass.
Yeah.
I may need to go to Infusion after the morning show tomorrow. I want to go, because... and we all feel this at this time of the year, a little extra fatigue because we've got... shopping to finish. We still have to go to work. We have our responsibilities, and sometimes it kind of gets to you. Parties. You know, if you have partied, and I'm not talking about the kind of what I used to call a party, which was insanity. I'm talking about, two or three in a week, and you're starting to feel depleted. Infusion can fix you right up with an IV vitamin cocktail that will replenish your system from the things it's lost, help you rehydrate. A lot of hangovers and a lot of some of the aches and pains that come with that, that's dehydration. That's what alcohol does to your system. Exactly. So I'm not here to lecture, don't drink. I'm here to say you can fix that in half an hour at Infusion, 296-1662. Cryotherapy is a great way to get that extra boost. Jumpstart your circulatory system, sends everything you need that's already in your blood to where it needs to go, but at an enhanced level. Juve therapy, or as we call it, the red light room, where you stand there for 12 minutes while you go through the epidural stimulation provided by the lasers and the lights, and it makes everything better. Helps with pain, helps with energy. All kinds of ways to feel good, including a chiropractor. Did I tell you I'm doing acupuncture?
You said you were going to start. Have you started?
I've started, and I'm going again tomorrow morning right after the show. It helps. It's comfortable. It doesn't hurt.
Do you not feel the prick or anything?
Nope.
Awesome.
Nope. And you lay on a comfortable table face down. You know, it's one of those padded.
Like a massage table.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what it is. And then for 12 minutes, you don't feel it. And then when they're done, they drape this heavy, warm cushion over the area where you're being treated. And that's like going straight to heaven. It's so good.
I bet.
So why not see what's there for you at Infusion? 296-1662. Read all about all their services, including chiropractic, at infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Ward Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for three generations, and the fourth generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have six brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. Find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and Troy Ward.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Santa will bring you the bike for Christmas if you go bring Santa a hoagie.
Ho, ho, ho!
How low can you get giving Kris Kringle a parking ticket on Christmas Eve? What's next, rabies shots for the Easter Bunny?
Your nose is so red you could guide my sleigh tonight.
Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas.
Missed Christmas.
A little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more to Santa Claus.
Santa's having kids.
Yeah, that's strange.
Let's see what Santa has for you this year.
What person bums to come by the house and help me set up for Christmas?
Why weren't you at elf practice?
The miracle of Christmas.
Oh, happy freaking Christmas.
The good news is that Bailey is home. I love that picture of her by the tree, and I captioned it by saying, visions of chickens danced in her head. And we're praying for good news on her pathology reports and stuff. And these things can come out awfully quick with a dog.
Come out of nowhere.
Yeah. I'm just glad, like with her, he was pretty much asymptomatic. It wasn't until he started scooting that Kate Armstrong checked and found that tumor and took it. What an amazing and talented man he is.
I couldn't agree more. He saved many of our dogs.
Here's some good news for you. The museum, the news media's tribute to itself is closing at the end of the month. And to think at one time I actually wanted to visit this thing, a museum in D.C. that charges $25 to see exhibits dedicated to the media. The Washington Examiner says we're on deadline. Advertisements for the museum posted throughout Washington's metro system have announced for the past month, and that's final. Journalism's $450 million monument to itself is closing at the end of the year.
Good.
What a strange, sad life it has led, with dozens of movie theaters, interactive galleries, and a massive collection of news-related artifacts plopped into the center of Pennsylvania Avenue. The museum was supposed to be a blowout success and turned it out to be an overweight, embarrassing cash sink.
Kind of like the news media itself.
Very much. When the museum was launched in 1997 as a project of the Freedom Forum, that's misleading.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a misnomer.
They have no interest in freedom.
Not at all.
Especially yours, folks. Its first incarnation was a modest dome-shaped structure behind Gannett. They're one of the big offenders, by the way, and across the street from the old American Spectator building in Rosslyn, Virginia. It only draws about 800,000 visitors a year, not helped by its $25 price tag for admittance. I've never paid that much to go to a museum, ever.
Like going to a concert.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy money. Going to a Braves game.
It's closed, and I think, good. I absolutely believe that closing has everything to do with the way the news media has...
Oh, absolutely. People are fed up with it.
...betrayed the country. That's the word for it.
That is the perfect word for it. They're treasonous.
556, final good word here for... how about that? I just got a text from Roz. Guess who I ran into? Cade. That's funny. They sent a selfie from Costco. She's working her butt off today. Montgomery I, how about having your vision restored as a Christmas gift to you? That is absolutely one way to go. To find out if you're eligible for LASIK, it's a free visit to Montgomery Eye, 271-3804. In a few minutes, the refractive surgery counselor can determine whether or not your vision can be solved with a LASIK procedure. There's more experience in that building than anywhere else, probably not only the state, but in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Swan and Shin, amazing, gifted surgeons. And in 24 hours, you can open your eyes and see just like you used to, 2020 HD vision. I would love to be eligible. Unfortunately, me I went too. For that test, and I'm not. 271-3804 to learn more. Visit them on the web at onlinemep.com.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Terry stays with David and Rusty. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still seeing a lot of heavy traffic through the merge in downtown Montgomery. A little bit slow merging from 85 to 65 northbound. 85 out of downtown. Slow traffic all the way out to the Eastern Boulevard. We've got some slowdowns too at Taylor Road. Most congested places right now, the Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard, Taylor Road. We're seeing a lot of congestion on Congressman Dickinson and 231 to Wetumpka, also 31 to Prattville at this time. Use caution, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time. Do all your shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young American Insurance, and much, much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America. Change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting.